And the winner is Sammy Majadla. Last week, the Kootenai Association of Science and Technology hosted their pitch competition. Three local West Kootenai entrepreneurs faced off, and Sammy won with Surgicraft, a company that helps cannabis businesses in a regulated market. Sammy is with us this morning to talk about his experience on the show and what's next. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning, Keely.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, of course. We're always keen to talk to some local entrepreneurs. So first of all, how about you tell us about how your pitch made it even into the competition?
Yeah, so, we just applied. We knew this was happening, and it was exciting for us because we were looking to start pitching to investors at some point. We're in a pretty good place as a team, but the customers that we do have been wanting a lot more new features, and so we wanted to get some money to hire a few more developers to help us build out more of the features that are needed, and this seemed like a great opportunity to work on a pitch and try to make that a lot better than what it would be otherwise. And we applied and then got an email a few weeks later saying we were accepted.
So, Sammy, tell us a little bit more about your winning pitch. You kind of smoked out the competition. We understand there's been some challenges for craft cannabis growers transitioning to a regulated market. That's a Monday morning pun for everybody out there. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I mean, the pitch really is pitching our company and what we're working on and the challenges that we're trying to solve. So, for anybody listening who's not too aware about the cannabis industry and how it's emerged, in the legal regulated way anyway, 2 years ago, Canada as a whole, I guess, legalized recreational cannabis use for adults, and the challenge is that they really only made the regulations with large corporations in mind who don't have any history in the cannabis industry, and so all of the mom and pop shops and farmers that have been growing cannabis for decades and people who fought to legalize cannabis, they've kind of been forced out of the market essentially. The regulations in order to get licensed is way too hard, way too expensive, and really unfeasible for most small operations. Now, Canada's got tens of thousands of small operations, and many of those operations want to transition. They want to go legal. They don't want to be criminals anymore. That's why they fought to legalize cannabis. And so we at Surgicraft, our mission is to help these small to medium operations, to help craft growers transition into and thrive within the new regulated market. And we're doing it through technology that we're building to guide growers through their compliance requirements, make sure that they don't miss anything, generate all the reports for them, basically take down their stress levels, make it so that if they're audited, it's super easy. They don't have to scramble for all kinds of paper. Essentially we're the only all-in-one solution for small to medium operations here in Canada.
And, okay.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. It sounds like a one-stop. So what's uptake been like thus far? Has your client list grown quite substantially, or are you just getting the ball rolling?
Somewhere in between. I mean, we took an approach where we wanted to make sure we had really robust and really valuable software that made a big difference for our customers. And so for the first year and a half of our existence, we were running a pilot project through about the end of this summer, and we had a hard limit on the number of customers that we were down to take on. We wanted to make sure that we could support everybody and that everybody had all their needs met. So it was quite slow going at first. And then this past summer, we hit a point where all of our customers that were part of that pilot project were really happy with our progress and felt really good about what we had. We'd helped probably 80 to 90 different reports get generated for the government across our various licensed customers.
Wow.
And you got to remember that there's a report every single month
that
has to come out. So that does add up pretty quickly once you have a few licensed customers for any period of time. That's the point where we decided to lift the limits. And it's been 2 or 3 months now where we've been trying to actually get out there and connect with a broader community. And the reception's been great so far.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel going into this competition? Did you have any idea you would win?
We felt pretty good going in. I wouldn't say that, I knew there was a chance we'd win. We're pretty prepared as a company, and we've also been part of the Venture Acceleration Program that CASP runs, and so they, our mentor there, Steve Fisher, has really helped us prepare. So, you know, we were pretty prepared going in, but, you know, going when you're entering a competition, I mean, A, you don't know who the actual competition is, and B, every judge has their own subjective opinion, so I wouldn't say we knew we'd win, but we knew there was a chance.
You'd said during your pitch, Sammy, that you've already spearheaded several business ventures, although not all of them panned out. How have those experiences helped you, and what do you think makes this venture different for you? Why is it successful for, you know, for entrepreneurs who are out there looking to start their own business? How did failure prepare you for success, I suppose?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say for me, the biggest lessons that I learned earlier on was to trust my gut. There were a few different ventures that I'd started where I didn't. I like met people who, on like an intellectual level, it made sense to work with, but like my gut was screaming at me not to trust them or work with them. And,
yeah.
And my mind convinced my gut that I should follow logic. And every time I've done that, that's really hurt me. So I'd say those are the biggest lessons. And then with CertiCraft this time around, I really made sure that my heart felt like this was the right thing, my gut felt like this was the right thing, but all my values were being met and addressed with this company, and, you know, set a lot of intention with my co-founders. We had a few weeks of just, like, discussing, like, what we really wanted out of this business, how we wanted to run it, like, how we wanted to have a relationship with our customers, with this industry, like what were our ambitions, and just really making sure that we're all on the same page, and that if we're going to move forward, it's because we all feel like it's the right thing to work together.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Right. And I tuned into the CASP pitch competition, and your presentation was super thorough. You could tell you'd put a lot of thought into it. What do you think made you and CertiCraft stand out to the judges?
Well, I think that's part of it. I mean, it shows to the judges that we've put a lot of work into this and that we have been really thorough in terms of how we're presenting ourselves. And it's not just how we're presenting ourselves. I mean, we're presenting, like, the reality of what we've been working on, what we're working towards. I think another thing that probably stood out is that we actually have a live product that's in use by a whole bunch of clients out there today. We've helped 11 different customers so far get their license as well, so that's that's pretty substantial. And there's been a continual growth trajectory where we're growing our customer base every single month now. I'd imagine those are the kinds of things that would have stood out for judges.
We're speaking with Sammy Majella, who won the Kootenai Association of Science and Technology Pitch Fest last week for his company CertiCraft. Sammy, what do you think the win says about where the Canadian cannabis industry itself is at?
Oh, that's a hard question. I don't know if I can answer that. Let's see, the Canadian cannabis industry. Well, I will speak from my perspective, of course. I can't speak from the industry as a whole. I'd say it says something that a cannabis company a company servicing the cannabis industry can win a competition like this. I think we've come a long way where cannabis is a lot more accepted for what it is, as a medicine and as something that's not just a drug to be abused and something that should be criminalized and made illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's promising. I mean, you know, the Canadian craft cannabis industry is massive, and there's literal tens of thousands of families that are hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope and our intent that this pitch is kind of a herald of things to come, that as time goes on, we're able to actually help those families get through these challenging times and get to a point in time where they can do what they love and provide medicine to people while not being really worried and anxious about their future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when you see what you consider your win, and then obviously what's happening over on Government Road with the Nelson Cannabis Cooperative project well underway, what the what Community Futures is doing to support the industry, it seems like it is really poised to take off and hopefully catch up to where some of the other jurisdictions in North America are.
Mm-hmm. And for CertiCraft, what's next, Sammy? What are you going to do with the prize, and what do you hope that this win will ultimately mean for your company?
That's a great question. For us, there's kind of two things that we're really trying to do right now that are a big part of our mission over the next few months. First, we want to really connect with lots of growers out there that are going down this path of getting licensed. We know that we make a huge difference for small to medium businesses, and a lot of those growers don't know that we exist. We haven't really had much of a marketing budget. We've been doing everything on a really low budget, so that's one of our challenges. How do we get out there? And we're hoping that this win can connect us to a bunch of growers out there who are going down this path and interested in having a much easier time of it. And then the other aspect is the actual ask that we had in our pitch. Like I said earlier, we're trying to raise some capital so we can get more developers on our team so that we can build more features to make an even bigger difference for our customers. And I'm hoping that we are able to connect with a bunch of awesome local Kootenai investors that are interested in supporting us. We'd much rather work with locally minded, community-oriented investors than people who are just in it for profit. So that's we're trying to run our business as more of a social venture, where equally important to making money is actually supporting the industry and making sure that all of the mom and pop shops out there have an affordable solution that makes sense for them. So that's important for us too.
And Sammy, if people want to learn more about what you're up to, if the call has gone out obviously through your own channels for investor support, where do they look to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more, you can go to certicraft.com. That's CERTICRAFT. You can also search for Certicraft on YouTube. We have a video there that's an intro to what we do and what our products are.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wants to reach out to me about investments, you can reach out to me at Sammy@certicraft.com. And Sammy is spelled S-A-M-I.
We have been speaking with Sammy Majella, the winner of the CAST Pitch Competition. There's going to be two more Kootenai-based competition for entrepreneurs, so stay tuned for that in January and March. And Sammy, congratulations. Sounds like you're really on to something great, and we wish you all the best. Make sure and keep in touch and let us know how things are going.
Thank you so much for having me, guys, and shout out to CAST for being awesome and putting this thing together.
Right on. Okay, thanks.